So we are at the top of Laman Alpha Beis. We had basically the Gemara presented like a seeming contradiction, right? Between the Mishnah, which said the person takes a neder she'eni nena miYisrael. So when that happens, so he has to take, he's not going to get hana, so he has to purchase at a higher price and sell at a lower price, so he's not getting any benefit, right? Then they brought this case that this halacha of Shmuel, that a person who takes a kli from a store and he's checking it out and it breaks in his hands, so he has to pay. Why? Because we assume it's hanas lo keyach. And since he's going to get the main benefit, the purchaser gets the main benefit, so even when he's checking it out to see whether he wants it or not, so then he's the one, he becomes like a shomer sachar and he's chayav for omzin. So we're confused, how are you going to square these two cases? So the Gemara came to a conclusion, and basically answered masnis in the top line of the page, masnis bezvina mitzah udeshmua bezvina charifa. Right, that basically our Mishnah was a case where the price or the need, we should say, of the item is regular. People have a standard need necessity for these items, and therefore, whenever the person makes a sale, so the lokeach is the one getting the benefit, or they're both getting benefit. But since he's getting benefit, so he's going to have to pay. But the case of Shmuel was the case where there's zvina charifa, right? That the there's a very, very high desired interest in that item, and therefore, if you look at the mefarish, the third line down from the top, bezvina charifa devade have a hanas lokeach. Right, so it's a high interest item. People are interested in it, so for sure the lokeach is the one who gets the benefit. Right, so he, meaning that would be true even if he's just buying at a normal price, and that's why Shmuel says such a thing that he's gonna have to pay because it's such a high interest in the item. Which is different than the case of the original Mishnah, which is standard, right? It's a standard interest, and therefore the person who takes the nether can't make even a regular purchase at a regular price. Fine, but now the Gemara wants to support Shmuel's idea. So Tanik Avas Edi Shmuel. So the price that supports Shmuel's point, which is about the Hanas Lokeach. So a person takes an item to bring it, from the seller, and he wants to bring it to his father-in-law's house. But he doesn't know if the father-in-law is going to want to accept it or not. So he tells him, if he wants to take it, he wants to pay for it. So I'll pay for it, right? Because now I'm going to sell it to him. But if I can't sell it, I'm still going to pay you something. Why? Lefi tuvas hana shabehen, right? Because I'm still getting benefit. What benefit am I getting if I schlep the item to my father-in-law's house and he doesn't want it? Why am I going to pay you anything for that? What benefit am I getting? So the if you look in the Ran says it's four lines down to the widest line, sort of on the bottom. Vimlav ani nosin lecha lefi tuvas hana shabehen klomer lefi mashi neheneti b'mashi yachzikli tova. Because my in-laws are going to be very appreciative that look what I brought for you. They might say, "Hey, I really appreciate the thought, but we're not interested." Fine, but I still get the points in my in-laws' house for the fact that I was thinking to bring them something. So therefore, he says, "I'll pay you for that hana." Okay. So what happens though if the item gets broken? So nensu behalicha chayiv. Right. So if the item becomes, whatever, something happens and it breaks on my way to my in-law's house, so then he's chayav to pay. Why? Because he's the one getting the hana, right? So he has chayav to pay. Look at the mefarish. Nansu b'halicha chayav, first skinny line in the mefarish, b'ahi hana, the islay, shemenicha lalich lebeis chamav, gamar makne nafshe, right? So he makes like a kinyan in a certain sense because he's taking it for this benefit that he gets of bringing it over. But however, bechazara, if he's bringing it back, right? He's bringing it just back to the seller, and now he's no longer doesn't really have any interest in it anymore. He already got the points for bringing it to his in-laws, but now he's bringing it back to say, I don't need it anymore. So then, bechazara pater, b'pneishu kano say schar. Because at that point, if you bring when he brings it back, he's not chayiv, because now he's, Rashi says, the Mefarish says, bechazara pater, the leis lehana, shalon is kablo, he's not going to keep it now, right? So, you know, but the point of this idea of Shmuel, that the person who's getting benefit or stands to benefit, right, is the one who's chayiv for own sin, that makes a lot of sense. This is exactly Shmuel's point. Yeah, if you look at the Ran, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, and the wide lines, Nenas behalicha chayav lefisha kol hana shalo v'haynu siyate de Shmuel. Right, this proves Shmuel's point. Fine, okay. The Ran also points out that when he brings it back, he's putter because he's putter if it gets if it's nenas, right, if something happened out of his control. But for gedeva v'avedi, he's still chayav. Because he's still like a, you know, he's still like a shomer sachar, so he has to pay. He would still be chayav for gedeva v'aveda, but fine. Okay. Okay. Next case in the Gemara: Hu safsira deshakal chamra lezvunei velo isban. So there's a guy who's a safsira. He's like a middleman, right? He takes someone else's item. So he look at the Ran. Hu safsira deshakal chamra lezvunei b'shuka. Darkan shall osan sarsurin hayalikach behema bedamim ketsuvim. Right, he would take the someone else's animal for a certain set price. But you must name imabaylam. They make a condition with the owner. Sheim lo yimseu lochin sheyach zeruhu lehem. Right, if I don't find someone to buy it, I'll just bring it back to you. V'hachimuchach behedya beperak umnim b'heuvda gufei demaisi lahasam belishachmin. It's a different story in different place. It's a similar story. The bottom line is you basically take it. You say, look, if I can find someone to purchase it for you, then I'll sell it, and then I'll pay you for what I, you know, for the item. And but if I can't find anybody, I'm gonna bring it back to you. Okay, so go back to the Gemara. Hu safsira deshakal cham lazunei v'lo izbin. So he doesn't find anyone to buy it. Behadi the hadar isnis chamrin. On the way back, the animal, I don't know, drops dead, whatever. The donkey dies on the way back. So chamrin is a chamor, right? It's a donkey. So he brings it all the way to town to sell it. No one wants to buy it. He's bringing it back, and it dies. Okay, it's again some damage that he couldn't control. Okay, so chayvir of Nachman the Shlume. So Rav Nachman says you got to pay back. So Esvei Rava, the Rav Nachman, Nentsu Bahalicha Chayev Bechazar Pater. What do you mean? The previous case told us that the guy who was bringing it to his in-laws, right? So on the way to bring it, so then if it's Nenas, he has to pay. By the way back, it's not to pay. He's not getting Hana anymore. So Amrlai Chazara de Safsira Halachi, because they say it's not true. He says, I understand what you're saying, but our case is different. Meaning when the salesman is coming back with the donkey, he's still really taking it on the way to sell it. Why? Meaning, yeah, he's bringing it back, but if on the way back he bumps into it, oh, you sent a donkey? I need a donkey, right? And he's walking up the steps back to the owner's house. He could sell it that moment, so there's not really any going back. So since at any moment he could sell it, he remains like the lokeach who has the opportunity to make the sale and to get a benefit, and that's why all the way and even until he brings it back, he would still be chayav for own sin. Okay, fine. Next Mishnah. Konam shani nen el arelim. So what's the person says, the guy takes a neder that he's not going to get benefit from an arel. An arel is a person who does not have circumcision, doesn't have a bris. Okay, so what does the person mean when they say arelim? So the Mishnah says, if you say konam shani nen el arelim, muter ba'ar le'Yisrael v'asar b'mulei avdoi ovdei kochavim. So you are forbidden. You are permitted to Jews who don't have a bris, but you are forbidden to Ovdei Kochavim who do have a bris. Why? Because when a person says an arel, they don't mean physically a person who doesn't have a bris. They mean non-Jews are called arelim, or Ovdei Kochavim are called arelim. So when a person says konam shani nena la arelim, I don't want to give benefit to arelim. You mean to non-Jews. So therefore, if it's a Jew who happens to, for whatever reason, not have a bris, that's not what you meant. And if it's a non-Jew who happens to have a bris, so again, you didn't mean that either, right? You meant Jew versus non-Jew, okay? Shani nena lemulim, and if you say that I'm gonna, I will that I that I not going to get benefit from mulim. Aser ba'al Yisrael mutar b'mulim over the chachavim. Right? So then you're forbidden to get benefit from a Jew, and you're permitted to get even if they don't have a bris, and you're mutar from to get benefit from over the chachavim, even if they have a bris. Why? She'ena orla karuya el l'shem over the chachavim, because the language of orla is referencing non-Jews. Shenemar. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that all non-Jews are arelim, and the Jewish people sometimes are arelim. We have a cover over our heart, but we're not actually physically arelim. The Omer Abahaya Plishti ha'arel hazeh. Right? Pasuk says Shmuel refers to a plishti who is the plishti ha'arel. That's what it means to be a non-Jew, is that they're an arel. The Omer pentish tismechena benos plishtim pentaluzena benos arelim. So again, plishtim and arelim are synonymous with each other. Rabbi Lazar, so that's why if he says arelim, that's what he means. He doesn't mean the physical orla, he means the nationality. Fine. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer, Me'usa hi orla, shenisganu ba rishayim. Right, the orla is a disgusting thing because rishayim, have a gunus. It's bad for, bad things about them through it. Shenemar, ki kol ha'goyim arelim. Because it says that kolagoyim arelim. Fine. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gedola Mila, Shenichrasu Alea Shalosh Esrei Brisos. Rabbi Shmuel says that the Mila is amazing because there are 13 covenants made through Mila. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedola Mila Shedochas HaShabbos, HaChamura. Rabbi Yossi says, I'll tell you how amazing Mila is. It's so amazing that it's Docha Shabbos. Take a look at the Mefarish, Shedochas HaShabbos. Achamur dechsiv v'yom hashmini yimol v'afilu b'shabbes. We say the pasuk says in the parsha Tazria u'b'yom hashmini yimol b'shar l'asos. So darshan chazal v'yom hashmini afilu b'shabbes. So fine. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha omer gadol amila shlo nitla lo l'moshe at tzadik aleh shafilu malosha. That mila is so important that even Moshe Rabbeinu was got in trouble for this, for waiting to give his son his bris milah. So even to wait just a moment was a problem, and got in trouble for that. Ibn Nechemya Omer. Ibn Nechemya Omer, gadol milah shedochas nagayim. And Rabbi Nechemya says that milah is so important that it's docha nagayim. What do you mean it's docha nagayim? What does that mean? So the Mefarash says, dechsev yom hashmini yimol v'alfa pishi yesham beheres yikotz. Right? So even if the baby would have a nega of tzaras on the makom mila, so you do the mila anyways, and remove it. Rabbi Omer gadol mila shekol mitzvah she'asa Avraham Avinu lo nikra shalem ad shemal. Rabbi says that mila is so great that all the mitzvahs Avraham Avinu did are not called shalem until he did the mila. Shenemar hitalech lefanai ve'ye tamim. Right, you go in front of me and now you're tamim. Now you're whole. Because of the milah. That milah so amazing. For without it, Hashem would have made the world. Shneamar, Kamar Hashem im lo brisi yomam v'leila chuko shemayim v'aretz lo samti. And because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, literally for the bris milah. Okay, fine. So we're shorter day today. Fine. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up with the Gemara and move into Daf Lamed Beis next week.